Marcus, how often do you think you get double teamed?
Every play.
what about triple teamed?
Oh no, probably every once in a while. You know, it's weird, but you know, sometimes they'll stick to the guys over there.
And what do you think teams? I mean, do you see unique ways of teams just trying to come up with blocking schemes to stop you?
You know, I just see every week. I know, you know, what type of blocking schemes, and I, you know, studied the blocking schemes that they have, but I know, you know, going into the game, I mean, just our team in general, they're going to block it differently.
Mm. What's your philosophy on that? I mean, do you feel like if you're double-teamed and you don't get the sack, well, you understand why, or if you don't get the pressure, I mean, that's what happens when you get double-teamed?
No, I look at it as, you know, if you have two guys on you, you still need to, you know, figure out, you know, how to get there. And, I mean, if you get so used to it, having, you know, two guys on you, you figure out how to rush, so... I mean, it's not really a problem to me, but, you know, if you got two guys on you, you know, some other people got to, you know, step up and, you know, make plays too, which they've been doing.
Do you think that's the hallmark of an elite pass rusher, a guy who can beat a double team?
Yeah, when you sometimes you have guys that, you know, play really well one year and don't play well the next year because, you know, after a while they know what they can do and they start putting, you know, start scheming for that guy. But, you know, just like a train, I mean, you can slow it down, but, you know, it's going to keep rolling. So, you know, you just got to just be effective at whatever comes your way.
As a pass rusher, what do you think when you see the Eagles' offensive line?
I think, you know, you just got to look at it as, you know, just the matchups that you have. I mean, we played them last time, and they, you know, blocked us up pretty well. But, you know, it's week to week. You really don't know, you know, what you're going to get and how, what type of matchup it's going
to
be.
Surprised at all to see Jason Babin released, two-time Pro Bowler?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, he was a, you know, effective guy. I mean, I don't know what the deal is with that, but, you know, he's a great pass rusher, and, you know, he's going to keep playing well.
Do you think something like that, like, potentially sends a message to the players? I mean, obviously, 2 years ago you guys replaced your head coach and everything in the middle of the season. Does that kind of send a message, do you think?
I think just in general, anytime, you know, something happens around the league during the season, it always sends a message to let people know sort of where they stand, but also what can happen and that you can't get too comfortable in what you do.
I know all players pay attention to their division. Do you guys kind of look around and try to figure out what's going on in Philly?
You sort of can. Like, you can't sort of look at what's going on, you know, with the other teams. You got to look at what's going on in your team, you know, what is sort of your Achilles heel, what you need help with, how you playing. And you got to sort of keep it in-house and not worry about what's on the outside because that's where it sort of gets you in trouble a little bit.
Do you kind of see similarities, like, between what you guys went through 2 years ago? I mean, when you guys made the coaching change, you guys were, like, 1-7 that year and everything?
You know, that's hard on, you know, the players and the team to sort of – when you see changes, big changes during the season. But the thing is, the guys that usually stay there are the guys that – you know, tough it out, that, you know, doing the right things, and they're keeping, you know, they always usually keep the core guys that they want. So you just got to, you know, let those guys keep leading the team throughout the season and playing.
How's it different preparing for a game that Nick Foles starts compared to a game that Michael Vick starts?
You know, both the scheme stays the same, but, you know, as a mentality, as a pass rusher, you got to think about, you know, sort of who's back there and their passing style. I mean, if you got Michael Vick back there, you're going to have to worry a lot more about the run. The other quarterback can run, but, you know, he's more of a pocket passer, and he passes the ball really well. So you just got to know sort of, you know, who you're going against.
When you guys were kind of in the situation 2 years ago, did you see it as like a long-term fix, or did you see it as something, you know, a few pieces here and there, and you guys can get back to – you know, being a playoff contender pretty quickly?
You talking about this year?
I'm talking about 2 years ago when you guys.
I looked at it as, you know, it's your job. You can't really worry about, you know, what's going on around you. Eventually, you know, they're going to bring people in. You know, people are going to, you know, go in and out. But you have to always think positively that, hey, you know, to be honest with you, I got a job, and I got to, you know, go out there and play and be a team player. And I think that's how, you know, all – you know, any guy that's or any team that's going through, you know, what they're going through, they got to look at it that way.
What did Nick Foles show you when he came in the second quarter a few weeks ago?
Sort of how much pocket poise that he has, but also a guy that can sit back and, you know, he can gun that thing. He can throw that ball. He has an arm. So you sort of – and you know, he can move around in the pocket a little bit. I mean, you don't have to be a runner. You know, you just got to be able to move around and get away from, you know, the guys that are rushing the passer and just, you know, string plays out just a little bit. And, I mean, when he came in, he did a good job.
You've been obviously a lot of games in your career against the Eagles, usually when they're pretty good. Do you prefer when the division's high and these guys are good, or do you like them when they're on the bottom?
You know, the teams that, you know, that usually play the best are teams that, you know, when they're going through a lot of adversity. I just feel like, you know, some of the things that have happened up there, they're going through a lot of adversity, and they're going to be, you know, pushing really hard this game. And I know it's going to be a battle this game. Any NFC's game is always going to be a hard one.
DeMarcus, I believe you were evaluated for a concussion during that last game with Cleveland and cleared to play pretty quickly. Could you describe a little bit what that process was like?
You know, they're really careful, you know, about, you know, concussions and when guys get, you know, big impacts to their head. You know, sometimes you have to go through an extensive test. I mean, it's going to be at least 10 to 15 minutes on the sideline to where, you know, first you're gathering yourself and then you got to answer, you know, a certain amount of questions. You have to remember some things, and then they're going to come back again 30 minutes after that asking you questions. And, you know, some guys don't even remember what questions they asked, what questions they told you to remember. And that's when, you know, you start, you know, having problems. And, you know, you got to keep those guys out to make sure that they are okay. You know, and, I mean, because, you know, later on down the road, you know, those big impacts can cause problems. So you got to make sure you handle them early.
What happened in your case? Were you just completely fine?
Yeah, I was fine. I got an impact behind my head, and, you know, I tried to stand up, and, you know, it just was, you know, just got a little dizzy. So, I'm telling myself, hey, just go to the sideline and just, you know, make sure everything's okay and get checked out. I mean, every question they asked, I knew it. Everything they wanted me to remember, I knew it. But it was like, you know, just make sure, you know, just going there and making sure that everything's okay and going through the test.
Now, it sounds like you did that exactly by the book. Do you think there are players who in that same situation might be reluctant to do that because they don't want to be taken out of the game, or maybe, you know, you could even – guys have lost their jobs after concussions?
You know what? When you – if the guys are smart, you know, the tests change. And I think that's how they do it around here is, you know, every week the tests change and you have to, you know, take tests on the computer. You have to – do extensive, you know, things. And, I mean, you know when something's a little bit wrong with a guy, when, you know, he's a little foggy, he's just walking around, you know, his demeanor, you know, how the guy's acting. And, you know, you don't want him to get out there, because usually when you get one concussion, guess what, another one comes easier. And that's when you start having, you know, problems.